The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, March 10, 2023. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, said Thursday in Santa Clara that the revolution seeks to maintain all Cuban youth connected with studies and work. He emphasized that more opportunities must be generated for young people. Together with the seven remaining candidates for deputies to the parliament for the capital city of the central province of Villa Clara, the head of state held an emotional meeting with young people who for years were away from study and work. Some of them had spent 10 or 15 years disconnected from the studies and found opportunities in nursing or pedagogy courses. For his part, the first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba in the province considered that the revolution itself has to be an opportunity for all young people. The vice president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the People, CICAP, Victor Gaute, highlighted the solidarity of the people of India towards Cuba in response to the blockade imposed by the United States government. Gaute invited to India to attend the National Conference of the Indian Organization for Peace and Solidarity in the city of Chandigarh, told Prensa Latina news agency that had important meetings with related to solidarity and peace. The official held a series of interviews with representatives of political organizations related to solidarity issues, as well as peasant leaders, workers, youth, and women. He also met Marianne Alexander Bebe, a member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of India, and former Foreign Minister Salman Khurshid, head of the International Division of the Indian National Congress Party. The visitor highlighted the unshaken Indian position in favor of the resolution that is voted almost unanimously every year in the UN General Assembly, requesting the end of the U.S. blockade against Cuba. Cuba's Center for Youth Studies convened the first International Congress on Children and Adolescents Growing Up in the Future, which will be held from May 28 to June 2, 2023, at the Plaza America Convention Center in Varadero, Juventud Rebelde newspaper reported. The conclave will include international and national guests with recognized work in favor of these sectors. The activities are part of the celebrations for the International Day of Play and International Children's Day, May 28, and the purpose is to share perspectives, experiences, and challenges in the participation, care, and welfare of children and adolescents from the fields of scientific work, creation, and services. The event will also include a fair and a theoretical event associated with enterprises that generate goods, products, and services for this age group. Japan's non-government organization, Kamakito, and its embassy in Cuba signed a cooperation agreement with the health sector in Santiago de Cuba to contribute to the newborn medical assistance program. NGO representative Mark Custer referred to the donation of medical equipment, including incubators for the gynecological and obstetrics areas of two hospitals in the province. He said the agreement signed represent an example of collaboration between nations with different languages and cultures, but with similar interests in achieving the well-being of their people. Japanese ambassador to Cuba, Kenji Hirata, said that they will try to benefit Santiago de Cuba with every aid cargo they send to the island, aimed at developing agriculture, fishing, and health. The president of the Municipal Assembly of People's Power in Guantanamo, Idaliena Diaz, nominated to the island's parliament for a third term of office, is convinced of the value of the government structure, whose cornerstone is the constituency delegate. They have the challenge, she said, of spreading the beauty of Cuba's political system, the way in which the people exercise power, and the importance of adding more people to improve society. The Cuban Congresswoman further emphasized the relevance of citizen involvement in governmental control and in the solution of communicate problems. Cuba would not be the same. Our democracy would not be the same without the delegates, she stressed. Guantanamo's Municipal Assembly President defends the need to improve popular participation through popular control and transformation from the communities and municipalities with the use of indigenous resources. And in the international agenda, we have that. In the face of threats from Texas Senator Dan Crenshaw, President Andres Manuel López Obrador warned the United States on Thursday that Mexico will not allow any foreign government to meddle into its territory. During a press briefing, López Obrador alluded to the statements this U.S. legislator made to propose a military intervention allegedly to fight drug trafficking crimes. He further stated that, as of that day, an information campaign was to begin in Mexico to inform over 40 million Mexicans living in the United States about what was being done in the Aztec nation to fight off drug trafficking. Also to provide information on that Republican's initiative, which besides being irresponsible, is an offense to the people, the independence and sovereignty of Mexico. Meanwhile, the Federal Oral Court 2 of Argentina will release grounds for its verdict against Vice President Cristina Fernandez, which is rejected by social and political organizations. On December 6, 2022, Court 2 imposed a 6-year sentence behind bars and life disqualification from holding public office to Cristina for alleged fraudulent administration to the detriment of public administration. Such a sentence was imposed for alleged irregularities in the awarding of 51 works in Santa Cruz province from 2003-2015. Cristina Fernandez pointed out the existence of a parallel state, a mafia, and a judicial party that prosecuted her for crimes she did not commit. In addition, she assured that her disqualification is the real sentence sought by judges, prosecutors, businessmen, and politicians opposed to peronism. Once the grounds of the verdict are published, the defense and the prosecution will have 10 working days to file appeals before the Federal Chamber of Cassation. The conviction will not be final while it is under review, and the process could reach the Supreme Court of Justice with no deadlines for resolution. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.